Michael Casey, releasing this weekend nationwide is the celebrity-packed Amsterdam. But closer to home are some stellar choices at the International Film Series on the CU Boulder campus. First is the animated soon-to-be classic called Mad God.
Yes, Mad God. This is going to be at the IFS Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and then Sunday at 2 p.m. And this is from Phil Tippett. Phil Tippett, for those of you who know about stop-motion animation, has been working in Hollywood for a very long time. He worked on Jurassic Park. I believe he won an Oscar for his creature effects there. Worked on Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. I mean, this is kind of this guy who's really ensconced in the world of miniature stop-motion animation. This is a movie he's been working on, personally, for about 30 years. So when we talk about, like, filmmakers who have, like, a personal, that they have their own perspective that is a singular vision, that applies to a lot of filmmakers. But, I mean, when you get into stop-motion animation that's been made over the course of three decades, you really get a singular vision. And that is 100% what Mad God is. I mean, I don't even want to get into the story because this thing is so fascinating and so nuanced and just it's creepy and is all get out. I mean, this movie, it looks like the visualization of what madness must be as our character is traveling through this just dystopic landscape. And like every place that the character goes, you feel like there's just a completely another world. There's a whole nother story. There's a whole nother series of stories going on just beyond that door. There is one live actor in this movie. It is Alex Cox, the filmmaker who also taught at Boulder for a very long time. He goes for it completely. This is actually a silent film in that there's no dialogue. There's a lot of sound effects. There's all that good stuff. But there's not a whole lot of talking in this movie. So you get a lot of visual expressions. You get a lot of emotional coloring through imagery. It's really quite spectacular. It is only 83 minutes long. It is jam-packed with ideas. So this is something you're going to be thinking about for a long time. And if you're in the area on Sunday, extra special treat, I believe Alex Cox will actually be in person introducing the movie, talking about working with Tippett. He has known Phil for a very long time. And I imagine the stories of what it was like making Mad God are going to be just as fascinating as watching the movie. This is something that you can watch on the small screen. I believe Shudder, the horror streaming service, picked it up. But when you just let the image bigger than you wash over you, it's going to feel like you're in a completely different world. It is Mad God. Like I said, it is at the International Film Series this weekend, Friday and Saturday and Sunday. This is one that you definitely want to check out.
And also coming up at the International Film Series is a movie you've recently talked about, a unique film screening of a film called Memoria.
Yes, and this was one of my favorite movies to come out last year. I'm very excited to see this one again, especially since the screening that IFS is going to host on Wednesday, October 12th will be, I believe, in 35mm. And it's even going to have an introduction from the former professor of CU, Saranjan Ganguly, who knows a ton about slow cinema. So that is definitely going to make this worth the price of admission. This is actually, we've talked about this before in the past. This is a movie that Neon decided to release strictly theatrically. This will never make it to home video, whether it's streaming or disc. It is supposed to play one theater at a time, essentially, for whenever. So it moves, it's played at Denver, it's played at film festivals, it's now making its way to IFS, it may make its way back in, like, I don't know, 10 years or something. But it's a traveling roadshow that just kind of gives this movie the sense of, like, a sanctity about it. Like, you have to go to a theater and you have to watch this with other people. It also benefits the movie itself because, like I said, this falls under the larger category of slow cinema. Now, the idea of slow cinema isn't necessarily that it is slow and boring, although some of those movies can be that way, and intentionally for different reasons. This one is slow cinema in that it feels almost dreamlike because what happens is that our hero here, Jessica, who is a Scottish scholar living in Colombia, played by Tilda Swinton, hears this unearthly sound in the early morning night. And she wakes up and it's this weird kind of bang sound. She later will describe it as like a big concrete ball falling into like a metal hole surrounded by seawater, which is a very unusual sound. And as you hear it, you hear it a few times throughout the movie. It becomes more and more unearthly. You just don't really know where this thing is coming from. You're not actually sure that it's a real thing because she seems to be the only one who can hear it. Obviously, we in the audience can hear it, but no one else in the movie seems to be able to. They also don't seem to be noticing some of these odd little things going on as the way we do, whether it's like car alarms just going on randomly, on and off, as if something's at work below the sea. That is the mystery of the movie. And so the idea is that you kind of just open yourself up to this mystery. As Jessica tries to figure out the source of this sound, which doesn't fully distract her from going about her daily life, dealing with her sister in the hospital, with school and whatnot, but it still kind of focuses her. It allows her to really dig into some sort of quest that's going to bring her to a place in which she ends up kind of sharing these memories with this man living all by himself. That man actually shares a name with another character in the movie, a character that Miss Swinton's character gets to know, but no one else in the movie seems to know. Like, this, it's almost like a ghost story. I absolutely just fell in love with this movie. The director here is the Thai filmmaker Apichapong Versakul. And he's really done a lot of interesting movies over the past two decades. His debut in 2000 was Mysterious Object at Noon, which is a very playful movie. About halfway through, it almost as if he makes a completely different movie because he gets distracted or he wants to go tell a different story. In another movie, he made Tropical Malady. It's as if the movie reincarnates itself halfway through when one of the characters wanders off into the jungle and comes back as a tiger. There is a sense of myth to a lot of his stuff. There is a sense of magical realism. Particularly Memorial reminds me of like reading a Haruki Murakami novel, where the magical realism, the magic never feels that unreal, but the realism never feels that grounded. You're kind of in this unknown space, and you get so much. I mean, just this movie has stuck with me so strongly since I saw it about a year ago. So I will be there. I'm very excited to see this movie again. I'm very excited to see it on 35mm. I would love it if you guys came out and joined me and we can all enjoy Memorial together. I mean, you don't get many opportunities where you can only see a movie in a theater. So we might as well go enjoy ourselves at the International Film Series. Again, that is Wednesday, October 12th, Memoria. It's one of the best ones out there.
Well, Michael Casey, for more information about you and for your reviews, where can people go?
Go to boulderweekly.com. It's online. It's worldwide. If you're in the county, go ahead and pick up the paper. This week, we have more about Memoria because I've just gone gaga over this movie, as are just a decade's worth of interviews, reviews, streaming recommendations, and film festival coverage. All of that you can find at michaeljcinema.com.